Mike Krivka, creator of Codename Indestructible. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your fitness background?
Well, I've been an RKC for, I guess, the last decade or so. Started back in like 1999 or 2000. I was introduced to kettlebells by some secret scroll types down at the Russian embassy. I was taking Sambo down there, and they had a couple kettlebells sitting in the corner. And I asked them what they were one day, and they showed me a couple of things. And I was fascinated then, just because they fit in so well with the Sambo techniques that I was learning from them. And then a buddy of mine from the West Coast, a couple months later, said, you know, hey, there's this new thing called kettlebells, and there's I've been training with this guy, and he's going to be on the East Coast doing a workshop. And lo and behold, it was that following weekend, and I got my first kettlebell I could purchase, and I picked it up, and had a 2-day workshop, and haven't stopped using them since then.
Very cool.
And you know, other than that, I've been doing martial arts pretty much my whole life. I started when I was 13 with Taekwondo. I've been with Guru Dan Nisanto for the last 25-plus years. So I'm almost going on 30 years now, I guess.
Wow.
Training in JKD, Filipino martial arts, Silat, combat submission wrestling, Muay Thai, all kind of, you know, fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my other passion between, you know, Russian kettlebells and fitness. It's the martial arts.
Now, when did you get involved with CrossFit? Because I know you've been a CrossFit coach for a while, too.
Yeah, my CrossFit connection came in literally through the kettlebells, mostly because, you know, I've been doing, you know, CrossFit type workouts at the kettlebells for a really, really long time, but didn't really know what that was.
Right.
And a friend of mine, or another friend of mine, said, hey, have you seen this CrossFit thing? This is crazy. And we tried a couple of workouts in the gym, and I go, this is insane. I love it. You know, they're very, very challenging workout, multivariable, different workouts every day. Still, you know, the goal would be to, you know, have the workouts mimic a skill set you could replicate over a series of days, so you're still working the same skills, but you're working in different protocols, different times, from rep patterns, you know, different sequencing, which I thought was great. You know, if you even have a little tiny bit of ADD, you know, CrossFit's really a good thing, because it allows you to you know, maintain your fitness level and maintain your sanity at the same time by giving you different things to do and things to work on, and always having new skills to refine. You know, you're a beginner at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you're a beginner at the end, but you're more an advanced beginner. So, I mean, your goal is to constantly be refining those skills you're learning and implement, you know, better skills. Not new skills, but better skills.
Gotcha. How would a CrossFit coach or box owner who may or may not also be an RKC benefit from Codename Indestructible?
That's a good question, because, you know, I mean, my experience has been, and there's thousands, literally thousands and thousands of CrossFit gyms out there. A lot of the gyms, you know, follow the main site WOD. You know, whatever they put up on the West Coast at, you know, midnight on Thursday night, the gyms are doing Friday morning the next workout.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of other coaches actually program for themselves. And my experience has been a lot of coaches program for themselves because they're looking to introduce a progression into their training protocols.
Okay.
So as opposed to having, you know, there's obviously a variable sequencing in the workouts, and there's the unknown and the unknowable,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you have to have some sort of basis in a progression where you're learning things and becoming better at them as time goes along, and then adding new skills into the mix. So what the Codename Indestructible workouts do, it gives you a baseline of a series of movements, and then it takes those movements and puts them into a different number of variable workouts that, while you can have swings on Monday, you can have swings on Thursday, but swings in different, completely different protocol, either different reps or different height or different sequencing. So it makes doing the same thing over and over again very, very different. I mean,
right.
there's only so many ways you can do a snatch, but how you can combine snatch with other types of movements that either increase the ability to do the snatch or decrease the ability to do the snatch by challenging different muscle groups makes that snatch much more challenging. And that's really the fun part. You know, being able to do 1,000 snatches or 500 snatches or even 100 snatches is great. But, you know, the goal behind your fitness has to be more than just being able to do a snatch or a swing or a clean. Is it, can you do multiple tasks and still perform? It's like a survival drill, okay? Well, you've got to, you know, climb over this wall, run 25 yards under cover, return fire, you know, go from cover to cover to points of contact, breach the wall, breach the doors, rescue the princess.
You know?
So that should be a workout. I mean, that's your workout for the day. Well, what are you doing to be able to do these various skills? Well, just working on your bench press or your deadlift or your snatch is not going to prepare you for a multivariable task. It's multiple tasks that are not necessarily related, but they are based upon a fitness skill.
Right, because like in your example, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, there's climbing, sprinting, crawling, and then, of course, you're going to have to slow your heart rate down, breathe very carefully to make your shot.
Yeah, and it's funny because we were talking to a local gun shop about doing a workout to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project that involved just that, and it was going to be a bodyweight only workout on the range, and you had three chances to perform this workout.
Wow.
And the goal was to do this workout, fire 10 shots, do another round of the workout, fire 10 shots, do another round of the workout, and fire 10 shots. And the scoring was who got the most shots on target and the best time. And we tried it with three different guys, and it was hilarious. It was absolutely – no one got shot accidentally or on purpose.
Yeah,
but it was absolutely very, very funny because these guys who I know who are expert marksmen, I mean, just they can drive tacks, and I can't. I'm not that great a shot. Were unable to compete. After the second round, they were falling apart. They were, their times were on their – since they can get 10 shots off in 15 seconds, okay, that doubled and tripled and quadrupled.
Wow.
And their shots got worse and worse and worse. So, you know, being able to perform under stress is a highly underrated quality. I mean, you have to have that quality. You've got to have that quality.
Was that part of the original inspiration for your series of 007-themed workouts?
Yeah, kind of. I've been creating these hundreds and hundreds of workouts over the course of time. And what I will do is I'll sit down and I'll think of ideas. You know, what could be a conceptual theme for the workout? So one was the James Bond movies. And, you know, I sat down, okay, well, you know, what can I do to make these things fun? You know, imagine there's 25 or 26 movies in the canon, and, you know, which one of these movies had a great fight scene or a good chase scene, and what can I do to say, okay, if you had to prepare for that event, that battle, that combative encounter, what would you need to do to be able to have those skills? And that's what inspired me to write the book. Well, also the fact that it was 50th anniversary of the Bond series. I've been a Bond fan, you know, my whole life. I'll be 51 years old in April. The first movie came out in 1962, the year I was born. I saw all the movies with my dad. We used to sit and watch them on Saturday afternoon TV, you know, and I took all my dad to all the movies later on that came out when I became an adult. My dad and I went to movie night to go see a Bond film. So it was kind of, that was a lot of the impetus right there. And I was inspired by, you know, meeting you and talking to you about writing.
Right.
And Dan John inspired me as well to you know, his writing, which I love to read his stuff. He's got such a great writing style. I go, God, I want to write like Dan John when I grow up. You know, so really my job in the past has been, you know, I've been doing a lot of, I mean, as a trainer, is working people and doing program design. But my other job in IT was a lot of it was classroom presentation and documentation and doing a lot of writing. So I decided, why not write for fun? Why not write something fun that I can enjoy writing, as opposed to, you know, having to, you know, have to drudge through it? So there's a lot of impetus behind doing this. But, you know, it was, to me, being able to write my first book about the James Bond movies and that kind of stuff in the training was a real, real fun thing to do.
Very cool. Well, something that I really like about Codename Indestructible, and I really hope that people don't skip over this part, but in the very beginning, you know, it's so easy to get one of these things and like start looking at all the workouts and just grab one and go. But the very beginning, before it even gets to the workouts, you describe several different, and I just think that these are immensely valuable, protocols for programming on, you know, a set number of days, 3 days on, I forget how many days off, and you have them charted out very specifically. Pretty much anybody could take a look there and program themselves, you know, into the next century very intelligently.
Well, that was the goal. You know, a lot of things, you know, and you know, we're at the beginning of the year, so it's 2013 now, and we have all these New Year's resolutionists who go out there, I'm going to work out 7 days a week, and I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You know, by a week and a half from now, they're all going to be just finished. We're done. They'll never see the gym again for another year.
Right.
And the goal behind, you know, you have to look at what you can tolerate. What can your A, can your schedule tolerate, and what's your B, your body can tolerate. And the goal behind, you know, going through that effort of you know, explaining the programming and what it is that you need to make an assessment of what you really can do. And not only what can you do. I mean, anyone can kill themselves, and that's easy. you can drive yourself into the ground in a matter of minutes, but what can you recover from and do something the next day or do something the day after? So, you know, being realistic with your goals and understanding what you're really trying to accomplish is the key. You know, okay, can I work out 7 days a week? Sure I can for about a week and a half, then I'm going to be destroyed, okay? But if I decide, hey, I'm going to work out, you know, 5 days a week, take 2 days off completely, okay, I'm going to have to waive those five workouts. I cannot work out hard and heavy 5 days.
Right.
Even if it's two on, one off, two on, one off, I can't do that. It'll destroy me. I don't recover the way a 20-year-old does.
Right.
Okay, but there are other guys who can work out 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. More power to them, but I guarantee them they're not 50-plus years old, you know, wife, two kids, and a dog, and a job. They don't have, you don't have the recovery
right
with those requirements. So, you know, being honest with yourself and honest with your goals are, and not having too many goals, mm-hmm. is another key too,
right.
will make your training experience much more satisfying.
Let's say somebody get codenamed Indestructible and they're, you know, fairly athletic, very familiar with all the movements that are in the ebook. What number of goals would you suggest for them?
Well, you know, it really depends. A lot of it is, you know, when you go through Codenamed Indestructible, you've got to look at the workout and say, okay, well, I'm really, really familiar with the components that are in this workout, and I'm not so sure what's going on with these, so maybe I want to skip those workouts until I know, you know, what a jerk is, okay, or get some instruction, or even, you know, God forbid you find something on YouTube
right.
and use it as an example to model your movement by. Mm. So, you know, really look at the ones, you know, these are all very challenging workouts, and we did these workouts. I did these with my clients, and I tweaked them and modified them based upon what they said
right.
and what I experienced myself in the classroom. So you got to find the ones that appeal to you,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe sometimes find ones that don't appeal to you.
Mm-hmm.
But pick the ones you know you can accomplish,
right.
the ones you know you can challenge that with. And I'm a firm believer. My clients all have a training notebook,
mm-hmm.
and they all have to write down the day, the name of the workout, their either, you know, their score, meaning, you know, the number of reps they completed or the time it took them to complete the workout, and any notes, you know, hey, I'm still recovering from the cold, or hey, I felt like great today, I can do this again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things, so that when they see that workout again, they can compare their performance, you know, literally compare the performance from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And should there be an increase in performance? There should be. I really think you should be able to improve your performance either, you know, incrementally or logically through either increasing the load, decreasing the time, or increasing your rep. And I'm not taking huge jumps. I mean, you know, small incremental jumps.
Mm-hmm.
One of the geniuses behind, you know, training today is Dan John. And I'm a Dan John fan. If I could start a Dan John fan club, I'd be the president of the club, okay? But he has a great concept, and one that he put in, something I've thought about, but he really solidified. He said, you've got to have park bench workouts, and you've got to have bus bench workouts.
Okay.
And you go, what the hell is the difference between a park bench and a bus bench? Well, a park bench is where you show up, you get the workout in, and you go home.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, you're just there. You're putting in your hours. You're locking, you know, you're putting your time on the clock. You're doing your work, and you go home. What's a bus bench workout? Well, on a bus bench, you expect the bus to be there at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
so you can go somewhere. Well, a bus bench workout is a PR. It's a record setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a meet. It's a competition. The park bench workouts are the ones that support the bus bench workouts. So you can't be going, you know, bus, I'll do a couple of parks,
mm-hmm.
bus. You got to do lots of park bench workouts
mm-hmm.
before you even go after a bus bench workout.
Okay.
So, I mean, to not make it too confusing, you got to put the work in before you start going for PRs. You know, going for a PR every day is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who go in and try to hit the PRs every single day, either on a heavier load or a better score,
mm-hmm.
are working themselves probably into injury,
mm-hmm.
or into this complete frustration or into illness. I mean, you'll make yourself sick in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thing is go in there, work as hard as you can, work sensibly, you know, with a goal in mind,
mm-hmm.
and then every once in a while, test yourself. I mean, my favorite test is Fran. And if you're not sure what Fran is, Fran's one of the baseline CrossFit workouts. It's also my wife's name. But it's 21:59. It's thrusters and pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real simple. You do 21 thrusters and 21 pull-ups and 15 thrusters and 15 pull-ups and 9 thrusters and 9 pull-ups. Boom, you're done. For me, that's a 6-minute workout, okay, with a 95-pound bar or 253-pound kettlebells. But I'm telling you, you're done.
Yeah.
Six and a half minutes, you're done. I mean, you're laying on the floor gasping. But the thing is, you know, people say, well, why do you do that to yourself? Because it's just going to suck. I said, yes, it does. Okay. But you either learn to embrace the suck or the suck gets you back.
Right.
And you need to know that, hey, under extreme circumstances, under the suck, you can still perform. Mm-hmm. You can still finish the job. And when I train military and law enforcement personnel, when I train civilians, I said, look, you got to learn to embrace the suck. You're not here to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You're here to get used to being uncomfortable.
Very cool.
If that sort of makes sense.
Yeah, well, in uncomfortable in a safe environment.
Oh, of course. Yeah. With common sense.
How often do you suggest people do a bus bench?
Because they have this training log, they can go through and say, well, hey, I did Fran, or I did, you know, one of the Bond workouts. So, hey, you know what? The next time it comes around, I'm going to try to beat my score. But, you know, once again, under specific circumstances, hey, they're healthy, there's no injuries involved, they feel really, really strong, they got some sleep, they're eating good, that kind of stuff, they should try it. I would say, you know, really, I mean, I don't try to go for any sort of PRs or bus bench workouts more than once or twice a month at the most. And those are on different variables. So I may try to PR some workouts that have extra pull-ups in them, or I may try to PR a workout that has extra snatches in them, depending upon where it is, but never back-to-back or never multiple times in 1 week. But, you know, maybe once or twice a month I'll try to work a little harder on something else. Mm-hmm. If I have non-specific goals, if I have a specific
right.
goal, then I would work towards that. When we talk about training, you know, we talk about mm-hmm. speed, power, accuracy, you know, mobility, flexibility, all these conditioning terms, all these physical terms. But those are attainable goals. But the one goal that we're not really looking at really, really succinctly is longevity. You know, what are you mm-hmm. doing this to do this for the next 30, 40 years? Well, mm-hmm. you can if you keep PRing yourself into the ground and get injured or get sick. So to me, you know,
right.
though, you know, I have enough miles under my tires to know that, you know, I don't need to PR every workout. You know, I'm old enough and I'm wise
right.
enough. So you know what? Every once in a while, it's good to test myself really, really hard, but I don't need to do it every day. And being able to work out at the level that I work out and still teach martial arts and still function as a human being, it means I'm working towards longevity and not towards short-term, you know, glory or fame.
In closing, what would be probably the biggest piece of advice you could give someone who has maybe purchased Codename Indestructible and is getting started?
Have fun. They're great. They're fun workouts. I mean, for most people, unless they're working with an RKC or working in a CrossFit gym that does good, fun programming, they're not used to this kind of workout, and it's going to kick your butt. I mean, there's one workout, and I won't tell you which one it is, but it's got crawls and deadlifts in it that devastated my people. It was amazing. It was so much – I did it myself. It was so much fun to watch. I'm going, all we're doing is crawling and doing deadlifts. What the hell? It was amazing, and it was a fun workout. Everybody had a great time, and they go, you know, they never would have thought that had been so hard or so fun. Enjoy yourself. I mean, if your workouts are drudgery and you're dreading going to the gym or you're dreading walking outside and grabbing your kettlebells and your pull-up bar and going to work, you're doing the wrong thing. I mean, this I had so much fun writing this book, and we had so much fun doing these workouts and tweaking and making this thing a kind of a labor of love. You know, just the fun component has to be in there. You know, I always joke. I say, you know, I try to put the fun back in functional training. You know, you've got to enjoy yourself. If you're not enjoying it, you're not going to keep doing it. You know, have fun with the workouts, enjoy the experience. You know, recognize that you're going to get your butt handed to you, and just embrace the suck. It's a good thing.
Well, thanks, Mike. That was great to hear from you, and it might be fun to do another one of these podcasts down the road.
Absolutely, positively. We have more projects online, and we have a project that you and I are going to do mm-hmm. sometime soon. So I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about that in the very, very near future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Go right now to codename-indestructible.com to purchase and gain instant access to this ebook. Codename-indestructible.com.